stand and proclaim the word of God with confidence. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 7, let us read this with faith. 他虽然本质上是上帝，却没有紧紧抓住与上帝平等的地位不放，反而甘愿放下一切，取了奴仆的形象，降生为人的样子。 Let us read the English one. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Please be seated. Thank you. I want to welcome Preacher Wu Jian and interpreter Preacher Tiffany to share with us the a sermon titled The Birth of Jesus. 我们请吴建传道的信息，耶稣的降生。
Merry Christmas, everyone.
各位圣诞快乐。
When I say Merry Christmas, what kind of pictures do you have in your mind?
当我说圣诞快乐的时候，你们的脑海中会浮现出什么样的画面呢？
Are they about Christmas tree, Christmas gifts, Santa Claus, or even Boxing Day shopping?
是圣诞树。 圣诞礼物，圣诞老人，还是26号的购物？
Or are they about the birth of Jesus, like this picture shows?
还是像这个图画所显示的，关于耶稣的诞生？
A baby was born in manger.
一个婴孩出生在马槽里。
Before we go into details regarding Christmas, have we ever thought about the following three questions?
在我们详细讨论圣诞节之前，你有没有想过以下三个问题？
First, should we celebrate Christmas?
第一，我们应该庆祝圣诞节吗？
Second, do we see the elephant in the room?
第二，我们看到房间里的大象了吗？
Third, how shall we respond?
第三，我们应当如何回应？
I'm going to address them one by one, and I will cover faith, love, and hope.
我将逐一来解答这些问题，并且会涉及到信心、爱和盼望。First,
should we celebrate Christmas?
我们应该庆祝圣诞节吗？
This question may sound odd to you since you have been celebrating Christmas every year.
这个问题听起来可能很奇怪，因为你每年都在庆祝圣诞节。You
will probably answer, yes, we have been doing so for years, for decades, and even centuries. Merry Christmas.
你可能会回答，是的，我们这样做已经很多年了，甚至有几个世界，圣诞快乐。But
do you know that there are people, even Christians, who do not celebrate Christmas?
但你知道，有些人甚至是基督徒，他们不庆祝圣诞节。Their
answer to this question would be like,
他们的回答是,
No, it is not instructed by the Bible, and Jesus' birthday was not on December 25th.
不，因为圣经没有这样的教导，而且 耶稣的生日并不是在12月25日。That
date was a pagan festival and is now packed with commercial activities.
那一天从前是一个异教徒的节日，现在则充满了商业的活动。I
have been one among them for several years since I became a Christian.
自从我成为基督徒之后，大约有七年的时间，我也持有这样的一个这种观念。
The church I first joined did not celebrate Christmas.
我最初加入的这个教会，他们不庆祝圣诞节。
And we condemned such activities exactly for the reasons I just mentioned.
我们谴责庆祝的原因，正如我刚才所提到的。
Rather, we were taught to remember Jesus' death and celebrate his resurrection.
我们被教导要纪念耶稣基督的死，并庆祝他的复活。
It took me quite a long journey to change my mind.
我是花了很长的时间才改变这样的想法。
Eventually, I have realized that we Christians are not bound by what the Bible instructs us to do.
最终我意识到基督徒不应该被圣经教导我们该做的事所局限。
But by what the Bible forbids us to do.
而应当被圣经所禁止的事所约束。
Two things especially contributed to such a change in attitude toward Christmas.
有两件特别的事促使我对圣诞节的态度发生了改变。
First, when my wife and I started to run the race of a 5K, 10K, and even a half marathon.
第一，当我和妻子开始参加五公里、十公里甚至半马的比赛的时候，
we celebrate once we finish the race.
跑完之后，我们都会庆祝。
But the 10, 12, or even 16-week training that put us in the starting line was itself meaningful and significant.
但当我们能够站在起跑线上，那十周、十二周，甚至是十六周的训练的本身就很有意义和价值。
As long as we had well prepared for the race and persevered during the course, God permits we would stand at the finish line.
只要我们为比赛做好充分的准备，并在比赛中坚持不懈，若神许可，我们就会站在终点线上。
Please allow me to use Superman as an example.
请容许我用超人来做例子。
If you ask, which is more important?
如果你问超人的诞生和他长大之后救人的行为，哪一个比较重要？
Yes, the birth of the Superman or his life-giving action later when he grew to be an adult, I would say both.
我会说两者都重要。
Today, I will preach the message of Christmas standing at the starting line.
今天我传讲的圣诞节的这个信息就是要站在起跑线上。
Yet looking forward to the finish line.
却要放眼在终点线上。
Second, there have been many abandoned babies each year in China due to gender or sickness.
中国每年都有不少因性别或疾病而被遗弃的婴儿。
And many of them have been adopted by international families.
他们许多被国际家庭所收养。
The families still celebrate the birthday of those babies, even though they may not be able to trace back the exact date.
这些的家庭可能并不知道孩子们确切的出生日期，但他们还是会为他们庆祝生日。
In a similar way, we are not celebrating the day of December 25th per se.
同样的，我们不是庆祝12月25日这一天，
By the birth of our Savior Lord Jesus.
而是庆祝我们的救主耶稣的诞生。
That is, we are celebrating an event.
也就是说，我们庆祝的不是一个事件。
是一个。
我们庆祝的是一个事件。
Not necessarily a day in particular.
而不一定是某一天。
Moreover, December 25th has been set aside as Christmas, no longer a pagan festival.
并且12月25日已经被定为圣诞节，不再是异教的节日。
I hope this message will benefit people on both sides.
我希望这个信息能对双方都有益。
Especially if you are on the side of no.
特别是如果你是反对庆祝圣诞节的。
Or in case you run into such people.
或者你遇到过这样的人。
When we celebrate Christmas,
当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，
Do we really get the meaning and the significance of it?
我们真的理解它的意义和重要性吗？
Or have we simply ignored the elephant in the room?
还是我们只是忽略了房间里的大象？
Jesus has to be the center of everything.
耶稣必须是一切的中心。
Not only at Christmas.
不仅仅是在圣诞节，
But in every aspect of our daily living.
而且要在我们日常生活的每一个方面。
So back to my question.
所以回到我的问题。
What kind of pictures do you have in your mind when you hear Merry Christmas?
当你听到圣诞快乐的时候，你的脑海中会出现怎样的画面？
Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 and 7 reads,
腓立比书二章六到七节说，
Who though he existed in the form of God did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking on the form of a slave, by looking like other men, and by sharing in human nature.
经文说，他虽然本质上是上帝，却没有紧紧抓住自己与上帝平等的地位不放，反而甘愿放下一切，取了奴仆的形象，降生为人的样子。
God became man. This was an epic-making event.
神成为人，那是一个划时代的事件。
When we celebrate Christmas, our focus should not be just on the baby, Jesus in the manger.
当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们的焦点不应该只是放在马槽里的婴孩身上。
Rather, the birth of Jesus marked a new epic, an epic that God came down to look for his created yet lost human beings to bring them back to him.
相反，耶稣的诞生标志着一个新时代的开始，神成为人来寻找他所创造却失丧了的人类，并要将他们带回到他的身边。
So an angel of the Lord joyfully proclaimed in Luke chapter 2 verse 11.
因此主的天使在路加福音二章十一节中欢喜地宣告，
Today, your Savior is born in the city of David. He is Christ the Lord.
今天在大卫的城里，有一位救主为你们降生了，他就是主基督。
Jesus, our Savior and our Lord, was born on that day.
耶稣基督，我们的救主和生命的主，在那一天诞生了。
What a happy day and a blissful event to celebrate.
这是一个值得庆祝的日子，也是一个蒙福的盛事。
As you may know, in theology, this event is called incarnation.
你们知道，在神学上，这一事件被称为道成肉身。
Incarnation is for human redemption.
道成肉身就是为了人类的救赎。
And the Trinity works together.
是三一神共同的参与。
God the Father planned and directed His only begotten Son to take human flesh as Jesus of Nazareth and to become Emmanuel, God with us, to carry out redemption.
天父计划并指示他的独生儿子道成肉身，成为拿撒勒人耶稣，成为以马内利，神与我们同在，来施行救赎。
God the Son obeyed the Father and carried out the plan to die on the cross for our sin.
圣子顺服天父执行计划， 为我们的罪死在十字架上。
The sins that separate us from God.
这些罪使我们与神隔绝。
And God the Spirit is enabled the incarnation.
圣灵成就了道成肉身。
Applies the plan of redemption to the heart of each people who receives it.
并将救赎计划应用到每一位接受他的人的心中。
And make us holy as in our daily lives.
并在我们的日常生活中使我们成圣。
The Father sends the Son.
圣父差遣圣子。
The Word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
To save us, God came not in his full glory, but as a baby, crying in his mother's arms, requiring feeding and changing.
为了拯救我们，神不是以他完全的荣耀降临，而是以人的身份来到世界，是一个在母亲怀中哭闹，需要被喂养和照料的婴孩。
So on the one hand, when we come to celebrate Christmas, we are celebrating the birth of a human baby.
因此，一方面，当我们庆祝圣诞节时，我们是在庆祝一个婴孩的诞生。
Yet on the other hand, we are reminded that this human baby is God with us.
而另一方面，我们被提醒，这个婴孩是与我们同在的神。
He emptied himself by taking on the form of a slave, by looking like other men, and by sharing in human nature.
他甘愿放下一切，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，将神的神性借着人性呈现出来。
God has taken an extraordinary step to save the fallen and rebellious human beings.
神用特殊的步骤来拯救堕落悖逆的人类。
How marvelous is God's own love for us?
神对我们的爱是何等的奇妙。
Just as God provided a ram for Abraham to replace the sacrifice of Isaac.
就像神为亚伯拉罕预备了一只公羊来代替以撒的献祭那样。
The sacrifice of the cross is from God to human.
十字架的牺牲是神为人类所做的牺牲。
Christianity is not based on our sacrifice of animals, let alone human beings.
基督教不是基于人类的牺牲，更不要说是动物了。
For God did not choose one of them to be sacrificed on behalf of the others.
因为神没有选择人或者动物来代替他人的牺牲。
God himself stepped into humanity in the person of Jesus Christ.
神是以耶稣基督的身份进入人类的世界。
Prepared and provided a perfect sacrifice that human beings cannot offer.
预备并提供了人类无法献上的完美的祭物。
That is, God was willing to be sacrificed himself on the cross to experience human life and death.
也就是说，神愿意自己被钉在十字架上，经历人类的生与死。
That shows his love for us.
这彰显了他对我们的爱。
Yet do we recognize and receive him?
那么我们是否认识和接受他呢？
John chapter 1 verses 10 to 12 say,
约翰福音一章十到十二节说，
He was in the world, and the world was created by him, but the world did not recognize him.
他来到自己所创造的世界，世界却不认识他。
He came to what was his own, but his own people did not receive him.
他来到自己的地方，自己的人却不接纳他。
But to all who have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become God's children.
但所有接纳他的，就是那些信他的人， 他就赐给他们权力，成为上帝的儿女。
Today we get together to celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ.
今天我们聚在一起庆祝耶稣基督的生日。
And among us, there are also people who do not know him yet.
在我们当中，也许还有一些还不认识他的。
There is no other gift better than the one from God.
没有什么比神所赐的礼物更好的了。
Especially during this Christmas season.
特别是在圣诞这个期间。
Christmas is not about a festival atmosphere.
圣诞节不只是庆祝的氛围，
But the salvation of human beings.
更是人类的救赎。
It is not just a family reunion.
这不仅仅是家庭的团聚，
Party time or holiday.
聚会或者假期，
But the reconciliation between human beings and God.
而是人与神的和好。
I encourage you to open your heart and pray to him.
我鼓励你敞开心扉向他祷告。
Lord Almighty God,
亲爱的主耶稣，
I live in my own world,
我活在自己的世界里，
and I did not know you as my creator and master.
我不知道你是我的创造者和生命的主宰。
Today I repent my sins.
今天我认罪悔改。
I want to receive you.
我愿意接受你。
To believe in you.
相信你
，to become God's child，
成为神的儿女。
Thank you, Lord。
谢谢主。
I pray in Jesus' name。
我们的祷告奉耶稣的名。
If you are already a Christian，
如果你已经是基督徒了
，I have a message for you as well。
我也有话跟你说。
Christmas is not about outward decoration。
圣诞节的意义不在于外在的装饰，
But transformation of life，
而在于生命的改变。
My message is，
我要讲的是
Cling only to Christ，
紧紧地抓住耶稣。
Faith is a human act of turning away from self toward Christ in order to cling only to him。
信心是一种行为，它转离自我转向基督，为要紧紧抓住他。
Faith in Christ produces gratitude for what God has done.
在基督里的信心，让人对神所做的事心怀感恩。
Love gives one the desire to love God and love people selflessly and fearlessly.
爱使人渴望无私无畏地去服侍神，服侍人。
My brothers and sisters, hold on to Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，要紧紧抓住耶稣。
He is the one who brings God to us.
他是那位把神带给我们。
And us to God.
也把我们带到神那里。
At Christmas, we ponder on what he has done.
在圣诞节，我们来思想耶稣所做的一切。
And appreciate that in him, we can reciprocate his love by loving God and God's children wholeheartedly.
感恩借着他，我们可以全心全意的爱神和神的儿女，以此来回应他的爱。
Moreover, Christ is our hope.
此外，耶稣是我们的盼望。
While we may waver in our faith and love for Christ,
虽然我们对基督的信心和爱心，
Christ nevertheless remains our unshakable hope.
虽然我们对耶稣的信心和爱心可能会动摇，但耶稣始终是我们的盼望。
Because we are people who are celebrating his first coming,Yet expecting his second coming.
因为我们是那些庆祝他第一次降生并期待他第二次降临的人。
Christ's second coming, not like his first coming in the manger in Bethlehem.
耶稣再来的时候与他第一次降临在伯利恒的马槽里有所不同。
His second coming is in the clouds as a judge of the world.
他第二次将驾云降临，做世界的审判者。
We need to be ready for that day.
我们需要为那一天做好准备。
At the moment, we are celebrating at the starting line.
现在我们在起跑线上庆祝。
But we need to focus on the finish line.
但我们的焦点应该放在终点。
Christ will come again to judge the world and reign.
耶稣将再次降临，审判世界，并掌权作王。
Are we prepared to reign with him?
我们是否已经准备好与他一起掌权？
Luke chapter 2 verse 14 says,
路加福音二章十四节说，
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among people with whom he is pleased.
在至高之处，愿荣耀归于神，归于上帝，在地上，愿平安临到他所喜悦的人。
May we all be the people of God, God is pleased.
愿我们都能成为神所喜悦的人。
How?
我们要怎样做呢？
By truly understanding the meaning of Jesus' incarnation and appreciating his redemptive work.
就是透过认识耶稣基督道成肉身的真正意义。
Responding to him sincerely, loving him wholeheartedly.
真诚地回应他，全心全意地来爱他。
And expecting his coming eagerly.
并热切期待他的再来。
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
Glory to God in the highest.
荣耀归于至高的真神。